Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie and Stoney, 97, won the ticket. So the Lions, so far this season, have not exactly been the most inspirational group of guys.
Damn, I thought we'd get through a whole show.
Well, we can.
No, it's okay.
Let's talk Pistons. You want to go through a whole show with not understanding the Lions?
No, I don't. I just thought, you know, maybe it was possible.
All right. And even if they beat the Redskins, they'll be 4-6-1 in the playoffs. That seemed like a foregone conclusion that they will not be there. So, Stoney, I ask you, and I can ask Tony this as well. What is the most disappointing? Who is the most disappointing person to you of the 2019 Detroit Lions? And it doesn't necessarily even have to be somebody who's had the greatest contribution to their failings. It could be a guy who got hurt. It could be a guy who is playing okay, but he certainly isn't playing as well. Like, where, wow, you thought highly of this particular individual, and so therefore his performance. And I would say her, but the only her in this case would be Martha Ford.
Yeah, I don't think Lions.com reporter Tori Petrie, she's been okay. She hasn't been that disappointing.
She's been good. Yeah, she's a Detroit Lion employee.
Yes.
I mean, I can't lump in like Jennifer Hammond or Paula Pasch or women who cover the team because they don't actually get paid by the Lions.
Exactly.
So who has you're saying you can include Dan Miller and Lomas Brown?
Yeah, you could.
Okay.
You could. I know what, and it's going to be, I know what group I would pull it in, like a position group, but since we're just going to do one player.
Doesn't have to be a player.
Well, whatever, one person. It's Snacks, and I'm a big Snacks fan. Who doesn't love Snacks? I loved the way he played last year. I loved his social media stuff. He's on there. He talks to people, and he just has been, as we said, he's a guy. And he needed to be more than a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, he's been the most disappointing because I thought he was a Pro Bowl player. And he's not. And that sucks.
Mm-hmm. That's a big part of why they are where they are.
Yeah.
I don't think there's much debate about that. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. What say you, T.O.?
I go right to the top. Bob Quinn. Because this team started off the year, we knew there were holes on the roster. There were several areas that needed to be upgraded. I don't think he upgraded enough of the positions for this team to be competitive this year. So to me, the biggest disappointment is Bob Quinn and the fact that he just didn't fill out the roster with the players needed for this team to succeed.
That's fair. I mean, it's definitely fair. I
think he tried to upgrade and the players just didn't pan out. Like, I was going to mention the tight end group. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, you watched that first game. The first three quarters of the first game, right? And Hockenson looked like the real deal. And the defense forced a turnover. Remember, Tracy Walker had the pick because Murray was under so much pressure. They were bringing guys from different directions. I mean, Trey Flowers didn't have a great game, but just they looked like a legit contending team. So Quinn's a good one. Mine's actually Patricia, to be quite honest. And I'm almost disappointed in myself as much as I'm as disappointed as him, because I remember prior to the Minnesota game, we talked about like degrees of confidence or levels of confidence in the coach. And I think I gave him like a 7.
Yeah, I was like 6.5.
Yeah. And I was like, because I really believed that he could be a difference maker. And so here you got a guy who I thought was a big reason why the defense was playing so well down the stretch last year. And then they go out and make the changes that they made. And Quinn did it. I mean, he brought in Flowers, brought in Mike Daniels, you know, and I did think they'd be a better, and now to be as bad as they are, I'm just like, all right, Matt, what are you doing? Like, I know he's working, I know he's grinding, I know he's always working hard, but it's like, where are the results?
There's no results defensively. There is none.
And while the offense is playing better and he is the head coach, you would probably give most of the credit there to Daryl Bevel and to Matthew Stafford.
Yes.
So, and my second one is on the offense as well, and it's Kerryon Johnson. And I know it's hard to say to a guy, I'm disappointed because you're injured.
He was not very good before he got hurt, Jamie. Kerryon Johnson, no problem with you saying that.
Yeah, because I just thought, you know, and again, foolishly so, I will admit, maybe the Lions have finally gotten their running back. You know, after all these years, the search goes on, and it's They're right back to where they have been since the fall or summer of 1999, looking for a running back again.
It's a team need. It's a high need again.
Yeah. Again.
And that's this franchise's problem. They have too many big-time needs every single offseason, and they can't address everything. And now offensive line's becoming a bigger need probably, and even a defensive end. And think about it. You just signed Trey Flowers, and you might – or linebacker.
But look, see, that's why – going back to Quinn, and Quinn ends up being wrong because these guys didn't come through.
Right.
But when I looked at where their roster was at the end of last year and looked at how they addressed the draft and the free agency, I thought, wow, they really kind of did address their needs.
Yeah, but the guys that they got to address their needs have been abject failures in a lot of cases.
You would give them poor grades
I mean, Trey Flowers, I don't want to give him a pass for the injury, but he has, the last four or so games, he's been really good. Yes.
But he has never been
but he's not been, you know.
Force.
Right.
I mean, when they signed him for what they signed him for, I thought he was going to be a force on the defensive
line. But he was never a double-digit sack guy or anything like that with New England. So, you know, he's got, what, 5 or 6 sacks now? So, I mean,
Stoney, you throw $40 million at a guy, you expect a little bit more.
Yeah, I get that. I understand. So by the value and how it affects the salary cap, he's been disappointing. My point is, since he's been allegedly healthy, he's been much better the last 4 weeks. That's all I said.
Mm-hmm. No, and that's fair, but that's a sliding scale right there.
Yeah, it's true. Too little, too late.
Do you have one guy?
I probably Patricia or Quinn. I mean, to me, he's not. It's right now. It's Patricia because he seems to be stubborn and changing his defensive scheme, and so this Saturday is a really good litmus test.
Sunday.
You're playing
play
a.
Sunday.
Yeah, sorry, slip of the tongue. playing against a rookie quarterback who's really struggled this year. If he looks good. He's been worse, I think, than Trubisky has.
Oh, much worse.
But he's a rookie, too. I mean, you should be able to design some things that confuse him.
But he's only played a couple games.
But you're rushing, if they're just going to rush three guys and think, you know, I think Dwayne Haskins will have a coming out party.
They were talking about how in Washington, and I think this is a little bit rash because I don't think that he's gotten a fair shake yet, especially on a really bad team. But I was reading one preview that said the Redskins are in a similar position as the Cardinals in that they need to decide right now if this is their guy or if they have to get back into the quarterback pool next year.
Right. Is Haskins their Josh Rosen?
Yeah. Which is, wow. That's a pretty short amount of time to make a verdict on a quarterback. And maybe it's because he was unable to pry the job away from Case Keenum and
Colt McCoy.
Maybe that's the indictment of him. He wasn't good enough to go out and win the job.
Well, I want to see him play up close before I would think anything like that. Yeah. You know, I mean.
No, I was surprised to hear that because I was a big Haskins guy coming out of the draft.
Me too.
I thought he was going to be the best of the bunch.
But he'd be better than Daniel Jones, you thought, right?
Oh, for sure.
You know, if Haskins doesn't look somewhat decent against the Lions because the defense have been so bad for the Lions,
right.
I would be alarmed. I expect him to play a game similar to Trubisky a couple weeks ago.
It's one of those games where as Lions fans were looking at it going, oh, pff, you know. Maybe the defense can get right. Maybe, you know, get back on the winning side. And, in D.C., they look at this game and look at the Lions going, if we can finally see something out of Haskins, maybe Darius Geis.
That's what they hope for. But people in Washington, they don't think they're going to win this game as bad as the Lions are because the Redskins are one of the worst teams in the league.
No, I know. But I'm saying that maybe they think that Haskins can actually, you know, get on track a little bit. Find out what he can do.
Right.
Like Gov said, against a bad defense. They're viewing this as probably an opportunity to find out what he can do, don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
Well, like if you're doing the Redskins' keys to victory, you're looking at the Lions' defense and you're saying, okay, let him air it out a little bit. Let's see what the rookie can do.
Can you imagine the phone lines Monday if they lose to the Redskins?
I can tell you what
they
will be.
We've done that show many a time.
Yeah, that's not going to be.
It'll be dead. It'll honestly be dead because it will have been the final nail in the coffin. The apathy will be in full effect for the rest of the season. Because there's nothing you can really say.
And then Thanksgiving Day becomes Soldier Field East because Bears fans will probably snap up tickets, although they're having a disappointing season, too.
I was going to say, I don't think, unless obviously they bought them before,
right.
But it's not going to be as crazy as it was last year.
I think you'll be able to move around freely in the second half of that game. You might be able to find a seat or two. Some ticket techs. Most disappointing Lion to this point. Mike Daniels has been a no-show all season. He's been hurt. I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He's been disappointing, but he's also been hurt. Matt Patricia, most disappointing. Talent-wise, they have more talent on defense than they do on offense, but yet their offense is playing a whole hell of a lot better than their defense. So why is that? It's because of the defensive scheme. That's from Kenny B. in the Irish Hills. John and Wyandotte, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's going on, John?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, John.
I agree with Stoney. It's got to be Harrison. It seems like he got paid and he just disappeared. And the tight end to me, TJ, he's the second most because I'm a Spartan fan and I would have died for him to take Bush. I mean, they needed Bush way ahead of, you know, that tight end. And those are my two. And I just wanted to ask you guys something. You guys know which network is televising the Thanksgiving Day game? Because I just was wondering how the network's going to try to build up that game, because that's going to be hot garbage, the Lions and the Bears. That ought to save a lot of marriages. Most people rather rake leaves and clean out gutters than watch that.
They usually alternate. Last year was CBS, because Jim Nance was the the grand marshal of the parade, so I would guess it'd be
Fox.
Joe Buck.
Yeah, it used to be
Troy Aikman.
It used to be you could figure it out based on the road team, but now you can't figure that out anymore. But listen, it's Thanksgiving. It's a time to be together.
Yes.
It's not a time to clean out your gutters or rake leaves. No. So get together, watch the Lions at halftime.
And don't get
maybe
upset.
Go out and have a touch football game with your family or something like that.
You know what you're getting into. Here's something positive I'm seeing right now. NFL Next Gen stats on ESPN. The Lions are second in the league and third in long offense. Conversion percentage on third down and seven or more yards, 35%. Only the Cowboys are better. I'm searching here, Jamie.
I'm thrilled by that revelation.
They're all bad.
Another ticket text. After week one, I thought Hockenson was the answer. I thought the Stafford-Hawk connection was going to revolutionize our offense. Since then, he's basically the equivalent of a practice team player that got called up because all the starters got hurt. Mm-hmm. Hard to argue that point.
Absolutely.
If he had come down with that catch in Green Bay, just imagine how different this entire season would have been.
I'm really down on TJ. I mean, to me, it's really looking like a classic Terry Fair, Randy Moss situation here.
A reach.
It does.
I will caution everybody, including myself. Sometimes tight ends takes 1 year for them.
Right.
They don't bust in the NFL and light up. Like even, you know, Kittle took a year to get going out in San Francisco, and look how good he is now. So give it some time. And he came from the same system in Iowa.
The Lions were not the only team hot on him.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they went, whoa, you know, like almost like Eiserman did with Sider. I mean, a lot of people liked him a lot.
Yeah.
So
but
it's not like.
The downside is that Noah Fant, I may have better stats in him right now.
Yeah.
And
he was
he's
a disappointment
doing,
early, too.
And he's doing that with Flacco and Brandon Allen. Is that his name?
Yeah.
I mean, actually, you want to talk about the most disappointing aspect of the Lions this year. And their offense has been fine, at times good, but they used a first-round draft pick on a tight end. Mm-hmm. They used a later-round draft pick, right, on a tight end?
Thomas.
He wasn't a draft pick.
Oh, he was a free agent?
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't they take a tight end later in the draft as well?
They did.
Yeah, Isaac Nauta, who played at Georgie's on the practice squad.
My bad, sorry. So Thomas, and then they
free
agent money on Jesse James, and you look at the production they've gotten from their tight end position. That's I'm going to check that stat.
Well, that was my
where the Lions rank offensively.
I said that was going to be my position group, but I chose Snacks Harrison.
Oh, I thought your position group was going to be the linebackers. Because I know how high you are on the Lions linebackers.
Well, that just shows you how much crap there is in this Lions casserole. It's just tons of crap.
You want to?
The linebackers are crap. The tight ends have been crap. The secondary has been crap.
The defensive line.
The defensive line has been crap.
Listen to these stats.
The only thing that hasn't been crap are the wide receivers and the quarterback.
Yeah.
Okay, Noah Fant, 27 catches, 360 yards, 2 touchdowns, averaging 13.3 a catch. TJ Hockenson, 26 catches, 349 yards, 2 touchdowns, 13.4.
But Noah Fant can't block like TJ Hockenson, Gov. Come on.
97-1 The Ticket.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.